Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That can only mean that it's time for D.C. Talk with D.C. Reeves. Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I had a friend who, he's like, man, it's so good to hear that song. Like, I didn't, you know, I didn't think about them for a long time. He said, it's just really good to hear that song. All right, so we have a lot of things at the meeting tonight. You know, if last week's meeting, which was, I think, like 40 minutes, was a record-breaking short one, tomorrow night is going to be, at least in terms of substance, an awful lot of stuff. So let's get into it. The port and the pickleball, volleyball, what's the name of this soccer-esque game that they're also building? Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff in this. The concern that people have raised to me is that somehow or other, in giving them this lease, giving them railroad on the west side, some concern about water access, the theory is this. D.C. Reeves is just taking the first shot at ending a deep water port, and what this is going to mean in the long run is we're going to lose the ability to, you know, have dredging capability. We're going to lose the deep water. This is going to cost us the Navy base or access to it with, you know, deep water hulls and things like this. Can you address that concern?
Sure. Well, I'll start with I'm 39 years old, and the last lease on this building was 45 years ago. So, as I say, any customers, anybody out there that's interested in, we've got plenty of property at the port for plenty of maritime uses. So, you know, we can't chase ghosts in all of these uses and utilizations that are out there in some world of ambiguity, right? And so if we have these, we aren't turning these away. We have not spent 45 years turning these away. We have a 45,000 square foot warehouse that has been ultimately cargo, 30% full at this point, at its maximum rent level, about $225,000 a year when it was just full with cargo. It needs upgrades. It needs improvements. It needs probably a roof north of $1 million. So there's a lot of different things that go into this warehouse in particular. And this is my philosophy about the port. And you could really tie it to both American Magic and this project, which is we have 50 acres in the heart of a vibrant downtown. That does not allow a port to have the economy of scale that a Panama City or a Mobile does in terms of cargo laydown area, all these different things that require lots of acreage. That doesn't mean we change the value of, we have rail that gets to the water. That's a huge catalytic value to the community. Yes, the existence of the port and its features not only help grow the economy on the port, it helps us have industrial uses in the rest of the community. So that in itself is an asset that I'm talking about. But so is using the puzzle pieces we have for economic development. Rent, $225,000 of rent in that building versus $25,000 in potentially regional tournaments, every weekend, every month, that will dwarf the market rate rent you would ever get in a building in that state, that size, that condition. So what I'm trying to do, American Magic, same thing. It doesn't make it any better or worse for our community, whether they're making parts for a boat in there or they're sailing out of that. Or at the end of the day, we have a finite amount of puzzle pieces of which we can play on 50 acres in the heart of a downtown. So we want to play them not just for the rent that they create on the profit and loss sheet of the port, but what they can do economically and how they can compound an economic value. And so I would say both port, strictly traditional port uses like the rail, like CMEX, like some of the things that are already there, cause catalytic value, as do both of these projects. And so I don't look at it as if they don't make rope or they don't make, you know, horns for boats, that somehow doesn't mean that it's a functional port use and where it sits in the uniqueness of our community.
So I'm gonna ask you that
we're gonna go. We're gonna play the puzzle pieces we have.
So that all makes sense to me. And just because on behalf of the people that are asking me this other question, I'm gonna ask you the really almost awkwardly bare level question, which is this. DC, sure. Are you committed to keeping, the southern end of the port and the deep water portions of the port active, functional as a port, and all that comes with that in terms of the ability to justify dredging and the collateral value to NAS Pensacola, aside from the puzzle pieces on the north side that you're working with now?
As I've told the Propeller Club since the campaign, I don't see that it would be logical or functional for our community to lose the ability for rail, to lose the ability to have a port and what that does, not just on the port, but in the rest of our county, rest of our region. So absolutely, that is a primary function of that location. So my plan is to follow the plan we have, which is the Moffitt Nichols study that suggests exactly as you just stated, as well as starting to be smart and logical and more innovative about how we could take the north part of the port and make that really shine for us economically. So so there is a happy marriage there between traditional uses and trying to have a vision for the future. And that's the plan that I'm intending on following.
And by the way, the people who have raised this to me, my answer to them was, I cannot imagine a world where Clark Merritt and Amy Miller, the now port director and the former port director who works as your assistant city administrator, I can't imagine a world in which they wouldn't be equally committed. And their answer was, well, they work for the mayor. I'm like, yeah, but they wouldn't work. I mean, it's, you know, like, I can't, this is not, I don't think that's the likely world that's coming. We're talking to DC Reeves. Mr. Mayor, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
Traffic is stopped southbound on Highway 29 between 9.5 and 10 Mile Road after an accident this morning. Use caution wherever you are. It's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox them out. And serving your family and their families since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's KNOX. Knox them out. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mayor Reeves. You and I have talked several times about Graffiti Bridge and your proposed warning system, the chimes that will play a beautiful melody when the wind is blowing. Who knows? I say the one concern that I've had raised, and by the way, thank you so much. It came out in the agenda conference on Monday. One of our listeners raised the question of what about tall boats that are just trying to go to the boat launch? What about them? You guys are working on that. Mm-hmm. And trying to make sure that you can accommodate that. I appreciate that on behalf of our listeners who asked the question and all the boat users. But I'll tell you the other concern that people have raised with me is, Andrew, can we not do something that's a little bit less ugly? is there not a way to get the end result and not be, you know, that exactly? DC?
Yeah, well, so, you know what's funny? I'll put my old journalism cap back on.
Yeah.
Probably a misstep I made was the photo that's out there was used as an example. We haven't even designed it yet, right?
Right.
So what it made me realize, now, it's just supposed to be an example of the concept, but I know better than that, and I've got people saying, that thing only, that costs $150,000?
Right.
Well, it's not exactly that. It might be, you know, so, but that I know better. I should have known better and said, hey, let's have a more detailed photo of exactly what, you know, the whole scale of this and what it, closer to what it looks like instead of it's going to be something like this. But that's what design is for, you know? So we can't really speak to that yet. Once we have the funding, we're going to be able to say, okay, here's design. And I'm sure we'll have alternatives. But at the end of the day, I mean, unless we were to do something much more expensive and, you know, a screen, something like that, it's going to be a tangible structure,
right?
In some version. And it's going to probably chimes in some version. So I would normally say, hey, guys, let's not get ahead of ourselves based on that photo. But I've got to own that, too. We probably could have messaged that better to say, this isn't exactly what we're doing. This is just the concept of what we're doing.
Yeah, sort of a big bright red note on that picture that said something like, just an idea for function. It will look better
right,
than this.
Right, exactly.
I appreciate that.
Exactly.
It'll
look nicer than this. Yeah. Exactly.
The Malcolm Young Gym, you said it's uninhabitable. Is this a, like, I mean, what... demolish it? What's going to happen with this gym?
Yeah, well, the first step, because of the timing, the fact that we have a leaseholder, you know, I had asked the structural, the Geosyntec who was doing the structural assessment to basically say, hey, guys, you've already been through the building. I get it. We're waiting on the formal report, but tell me what we saw here, you know, because it is time sensitive. If school's using it, if they say it, it's okay to have people in there, let's turn around and get them back in there. You know, I mean, I just felt a duty to a leaseholder to work as quickly as possible. So that was the assessment they gave. So first step will be for us to take a look at exactly what it says. I imagine there'll be some cost estimate ranges if it isn't in this report that we would have soon after about if there was some kind of repair, but we just got to see what this report says. But from this point forward, speaking realistically, given what we know about this building, I think that there's the solution to renovate or replace the roof or the beams, I imagine, is going to be significantly upside down for, you know, the age and condition of the building. That's speculating right now, but But we'll look at that report first, and then we'll make a decision from there. But, you know, I just want to speak in reality here that a project of that size and scale on a building that old, I'm guessing, is not going to be very pragmatic, but we'll see what happens.
Which makes sense, and I just know, you know, sometimes buildings are too old and too messed up to be able to fix them, and so something else has to be done. And I appreciate you contextualizing that with, well, pending the report and subsequent information. We normally like to end with a lightning round, but I think instead of that this week, we're just going to talk about street sweeper names. we've cut down to 12. Four that I predicted would be on the list are on the list: Grimsweeper, Lightning McQueen, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Sweeping Beauty. I've voted already and expressed my opinion along these lines. The way I hear it is you have different preferences.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm partial to Dirk Reynolds. I don't know, you know,
Candy's
FSU
on board.
Alum. I mean, envisioning the mustache that we put on the front of this thing, or the Trans Am logo on the
hood. Not the flaming Firebird, you'd put a mustache. Okay, I can see it. I can see that'd be funnier, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and look, as you're voting, I think you have to think about not just the best name, but how it could be best characterized on the vehicle. You know, I think that should get a few brownie points whenever you're making these difficult decisions.
So so what I hear you saying is that you are committed not merely to just renaming, but you're committed to paint scheme. Is that what I hear you saying?
At minimum, yes, it will be labeled in an appropriate manner. I would not do a disservice to the community in such a way as to have them name these things and not have them have the proper name on the sweeper itself. If we're going to do this, we got to go all the way.
Okay, so as you say, I see mustache, I see Firebird for Dirt Reynolds. I start to see, of course, Lightning McQueen. I start to think about things like, well, which one can you paint like the A-Team van? I mean, that's what I'm starting to look at here among some of these alternatives. But, you know, you've got to consider paint scheme in the process, which means perhaps that Sweeping Beauty, though by far the most popular one, I think, by, you know, acclamation on the suggestions, I'm not sure what paint scheme you do with that, so maybe that one doesn't work. Is it just going to be pure popularity on the votes, or is there still some executive input to be made on this?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna pretty much stick to, you know, pure popularity, and,
okay.
And we tried. If you go on the vote, you know, there's also, you know, one of them is different than the other two,
right.
And maybe that we wanted to get someone to say, hey, I like a name to the smaller one, you know, this particular name versus the larger ones, and so. So if you go on there, you'll be able to vote, you know, specifically to each one. So we'll try to follow that as best we can. You know, if there's a situation where one name was overwhelmingly second place on all three, obviously we'll factor that in as
sure.
well. But, you know, we'll take a look at it. But it's been awesome. I mean, honestly, we've got great feedback from it. And it's why we do these kind of things. Is it's not that we don't have major serious priorities, but I think it's good to show the community, you know, to not only get some of their creativity, but to you know, collaborate on a fun project that and bring some awareness to the stuff that our hardworking citizens and employees in the city of Pensacola do every day, you know, and bring a little highlight to that as well. So,
it is.
So we've been really excited about all the positive response and really the response period. All 1,600 names. And these votes are flowing in nonstop since we put it up yesterday.
It is literally good, clean, or cleaning fun. DC Reeves, he is the mayor of Pensacola.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
We'll look forward to city council meeting next tomorrow night, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, sir. Thanks as always for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.